Welcome to the NewsRamp Health Fitness and Wellness Podcast for Tuesday morning, March 10th, 2026. Wheel stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Tiny Gems Breaks, Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp presents TOMIA data at International Fibromyalgia Congress. Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp presented TOMIA data at the International Fibromyalgia Congress, showcasing rapid pain relief and a favorable benefit-risk profile for adults with fibromyalgia. TOMIA, the first medication approved for fibromyalgia in over 15 years, demonstrated statistically significant pain reductions and minimal adverse events. For more details, visit the company's newsroom. Iomet Newsbreak's Solagenex Inc. SGX-945 granted promising innovative medicine designation in the UK for Behçet disease. Solagenex announced that SGX-945, the squad, has received promising innovative medicine designation in the UK for Behçet's disease, marking a significant step towards potential inclusion in the Early Access to Medicine scheme. The designation was granted based on Phase 2 clinical data showing the potential advantage of duzquetide over existing treatments for this rare inflammatory disorder.
AirTrap introduces a modern alternative to traditional spore trap sample. AirTrap introduces a modernized spore trap cassette for indoor air quality testing. Developed by Apicor UK with AirO cell inventor Dan Baxter and IAQ expert Jason Earl, the updated design reduces plastic use, improves lab analysis, and minimizes handling errors. AirTrap launches in North America as a sustainable alternative to traditional spore trap cassettes, offering improved usability and compatibility with existing testing methods.
CS Innovations reports fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results. SS Innovations International Inc. reported strong growth in SSI Mantra installations, procedures, and revenues for the fourth quarter and full year of 2025. In the fourth quarter, revenue increased by 79.1% to $14.50 million, with a gross margin of 43.9%. For the full year, revenue increased by 105.7% to $42.50 million. CEO Dr. Sudhir Srivastava highlighted the company's achievements and future growth plans, including expanding into new global markets and regulatory pathways for the United States and European Union markets.
BioVaxis and AI-guided mRNA immunotherapy leader ADVRNANT collaboration to develop companion animals vaccines. BioVaxis and ADVRNA have joined forces to develop mRNA-based vaccines for companion animals. ADVRNA technology will design mRNA sequences for diseases like FIV, rabies, and leptospirosis. This collaboration aims to revolutionize pet vaccinations, offering longer-lasting immunity with fewer doses. The global market for rabies and canine vaccines is projected to reach billions, highlighting the potential impact of this innovative partnership.
Wagner Sleep Dental brings comfort-focused, patient-centered dentistry to Indianapolis. Wagner Sleep Dental in Indianapolis is revolutionizing dental care with a focus on patient comfort and personalized treatment. Led by Dr. Susan E. Wagner, the clinic offers a welcoming environment and a wide range of services, including sedation dentistry and teeth whitening. Patients can enjoy amenities like streaming music and cozy blankets, ensuring a relaxing experience. Safety and transparency are top priorities, making Wagner Sleep Dental a trusted choice for dental care in the community.
C. South Florida Sedation Dentistry brings anxiety-free, comprehensive dental care to West Palm Beach. South Florida Sedation Dentistry in West Palm Beach is revolutionizing dental care by offering anxiety-free services in a stress-free environment. With a focus on patient comfort, the clinic provides a wide range of services, including cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, general dentistry, oral surgery, periodontics, sedation dentistry, and more. Led by Dr. Mitchell Sent, the practice aims to eliminate fear and restore oral health for all patients.
LTHS Law highlights comprehensive workers' compensation services for injured workers in Redding, California. LTHS Law, also known as Leap Tesher Helfman and Zanzi, provides comprehensive workers' compensation services for injured workers in Redding in Northern California. With a focus on workers' compensation law, the firm assists employees with injuries, denied claims, and disputes with employers and insurance carriers. Led by attorney Benjamin Helfman, LTXE Law offers specialized representation for various workplace injuries and ensures clients receive the benefits they deserve under California law.
Primaris Health launches private healthcare in Calgary with executive membership preview. Primaris Health launched private healthcare services in Calgary with an executive membership preview event. The clinic introduced a physician-led membership program focused on proactive, coordinated primary care for executives and high-performing professionals. The membership model emphasizes timely access, clinical continuity, prevention-forward planning, and measurable outcomes. Prospective members can inquire about founding spots through the Primaris Health website.
Meryl Fury featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss plant-based nutrition movement. Meryl Fury recently appeared on Innovator's Journey to discuss the plant-based nutrition movement, aiming to combat chronic diseases and promote a whole food plant-based lifestyle. As a registered nurse and CEO of the organization, Ms. Fury is passionate about educating individuals on the benefits of plant-based foods to improve health and reduce the environmental impact of the food system. Learn more about her mission by watching the segment.
Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills named chair of Rural Health Transformation Program Advisory Committee. Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills has been appointed as the chair of the Rural Health Transformation Program Advisory Committee. This committee will play a vital role in overseeing the development and implementation of the program, which aims to utilize over $1 billion in federal grants from 2026 to 2031. The program will focus on enhancing access to specialty care, addressing chronic diseases, and meeting the needs of rural communities and tribes in Colorado.
Child drugging epidemic highlighted in unique exhibit documenting human rights abuses. A unique exhibit by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights sheds light on the child drugging epidemic, exposing human rights abuses in psychiatry. The exhibit showcases the history of brutal treatments and the current trend of mass drugging. Guest speaker Ms. Diane Lewis, a veteran teacher, expressed concern over the impact of psychiatric drugs on children. The exhibit warns parents and communities about the dangers of psychiatric treatments.
Orthopedic surgeon Kushal Patel, MD, named a 2026 Castle Connolly top doctor for the second consecutive year. Dr. Patel, specializing in hand and upper extremity surgery with Endeavor Health, joins the 7% of physicians recognized for excellence in their specialties. Recognized for his commitment to specialized care and cutting-edge surgical procedures, Dr. Patel's recognition reflects the trust of his peers in the medical community.
Mark Yu Who's Who List D, James Eade featured on Live in the Bay to highlight chess as a pathway to empowerment and wellness. James Eade, founder of the Eade Foundation, recently discussed on Live in the Bay how chess can promote wellness and self-development. Highlighting its benefits beyond competition, he emphasized how the game's rules and pace can enhance focus, problem-solving, and stress management skills. Eade, a former president of the U.S. Chess Trust, aims to make chess accessible to all through his podcast and advocacy efforts.
Empath Clinical Research joins HyperCore International's global partner site network. Empath Clinical Research, based in Tampa Bay, Florida, joins HyperCore International's global partner site network, expanding its patient reach and capabilities across the United States. Operating 8 clinical trial sites across 6 states, Empathics focuses on key therapeutic areas including cardiometabolic disease, CNS disorders, nephrology, and infectious disease. Key CEO Dustin Owen highlights the shared commitment to collaboration and quality, enhancing the organization's ability to bring life-changing therapies to communities.
Orthopedic Centers of Colorado ranked number 1 in orthopedic care in Colorado with 38 Casa Conley top doctors. This recognition solidifies OCC's commitment to clinical leadership and high-quality patient outcomes. CEO Mike Bergerson expressed pride in this achievement, emphasizing the team's dedication to excellence. OCC offers a wide range of specialized orthopedic services, from sports medicine to pediatric care, all aimed at helping Coloradans move confidently and live without limits. ARC Ventures announces Digital Health Roundtable Series to advance tech-enabled care. ARC Ventures has announced a new Digital Health Roundtable Series aimed at advancing tech-enabled care. The series will bring together investors, practitioners, and innovators to discuss the role of technology in healthcare delivery and financing. Sessions will focus on key themes such as AI-assisted diagnostics, interoperable health data, and equitable telehealth access. ARC Ventures is currently seeking contributors to participate in the upcoming sessions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.